Never been bored, or a walk in the park with my strange little program. I'm writing a strange little program that helps to visualize application structure. It can generate code based on diagrams, host code editors, and even external websites. I wrote and rewrote several versions in recent years, each with a much smaller code base. And I am starting to like this one, even though it uses a custom OOP-like language. I had to invent something on top of the standard OOP to help me with quick prototyping. I can't write and rewrite everything all the time. It really helped with code clarity too, and taking care of all the grunt work. OOP means object-oriented programming. It's just a way to group program parts together. And just about now, a pretty old technology has risen to reach the browser. It's called Web Streams, or the Stream API. And it is just the perfect thing for a program that connects stuff together. Streaming was invented not to stuff everything into memory, but rather to pass the stuff along one little chunk at a time. A large video can be streamed a video frame at a time. Basically, you don't need the whole movie in your memory to watch it. Streams also feature the concept of transforming data. Here you can convert a video to black and white, again one frame at a time, very efficiently, with very little to none memory cost. Now, I'm looking at my computer program wondering, hey, you know, with all this new stuff around, what else can it do? I wrote the insides of the program to be pretty predictable. All the parts sit where they are largely expected to be. And while I fully intend to create a visual programming language where many different concepts can be very smartly connected together, I also have many tiny project ideas. Sometimes it seems like all good ideas absolutely demand a flexible visual programming language. So all the little ones are always pushed in the back, waiting for something to come around. I think this will influence the final program design. I will create something much more flexible than I originally intended, more than a visual programming language. Maybe something like a language that can edit itself. I can use the concept of stream transformers and my program's ability to connect code editors together to create an application control flow logic builder where transformers process user input. For example, when a form is submitted, it can be processed by a visual programming environment. My programs both generate code and run live at runtime. But the vision I have is a website that has a little pie symbol in the corner, and you click that, and the website will minimize, exposing this enormous zoomable user interface with all the program code right there. It seems like most of the programming today goes into library code, stuff that can be reused. And what actually ties well-written programs together is quite small. It can be easily represented, even with a simple visual program like mine. I guess I should take a moment to create a code editor network as a way to test what I have created thus far and see if maybe I can program the rest of my program with itself. It would be easier to understand everything. I have been programming forever, early teens.
I've learned many programming languages. Once you know a few, it gets really easy to learn a new one. I recommend learning JavaScript. It is sturdy and flexible, and most other programmers are wrong about it. Programming is all about inventing, imagining new technologies and machines, and building them. A good machine becomes a plateau that you can step on, and then it multiplies your powers. Basically, you learn programming and then use it to become a more powerful programmer. While I would encourage trying everything out every which way, the best computer program code is the one that is smallest and most predictable. A code base that you can grow with. My best piece of advice is about understanding that while you can create anything, the thing that is strongest and simplest is much more valuable than the biggest, heaviest, and most capable. It is the small programs that stick around.